The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 554.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of two startups in the education industry, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Ruxana Hasanali. Ruxana, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more by yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to talk about my journey and how I've started off in the marketing world and how that led me to be the founder of two education startups and what we're working to do in the high schools and education system.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what's your cultural background?
My parents are both Indian. My dad's side of the family is actually Indian African, so they were in Uganda, in East Africa, for about the last four generations.
Thanks for sharing that. And Ruxana, what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I'd have to say my favorite quote is, I'm paraphrasing now, but it goes something like, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. I think there's a lot of power in what you tell yourself, what you believe you can achieve, and what you actually end up doing.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think for me, self-confidence is doing things that make you feel good and powerful so that when you walk into a room, whether it's to hang out with friends, family, or a business meeting, that you feel like you're representing your best self. And I think for everyone, that's something different. And finding out what that looks like and what that routine is for you, I think is a big part of your self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Ruxana, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Yeah, I really struggled with self-confidence my whole life. I know, like, if you would ask some of my friends, they may not think that because I tried my hardest to appear as someone with confidence. And I kind of did all of the typical things like, okay, I'm going to try and look a certain way, act a certain way, all the kind of external measures that people would kind of do to think this is what a confident person looks like. And I noticed that, like, I never felt confident despite maybe what other people thought. And so it was like a real challenge for me to try and find my identity, find who I am, balance like that level of femininity with that, like, wanting to be taken seriously in the business world. And so it was very interesting, and it was a journey for sure.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, when we first see what confidence is supposed to look like, we think that we have to be one certain way, not realizing confidence, can be different ways, right? There's different ways of building confidence, different ways of being confident. Being yourself is the ultimate thing, right? Because, you don't have to be loud or boisterous or feel like you have to shout at the top of your lungs. You can be, still an introvert or quiet and still have that confidence. And what was that point in your life when you realized, you could be, your true self, be that person that you are today? What was that aha moment?
I'm half proud and half a little bit embarrassed to admit this, but it was probably only a few years ago. It was when I started working at this media company, Press Reader, and I felt confident enough to share my ideas that I thought were kind of far-fetched or something that maybe people wouldn't take seriously. And I got really good feedback, and it really gave me the confidence to keep on, pursuing, these ideas and doing the work that I believed really supported them, and then sharing them with our executive team. Of course, they're not all wins, and that's kind of that's the best part of having this confidence in yourself, is knowing that not everything you do is going to be 100% and everyone's going to love it, but that you do the due diligence that you believe to look into an idea and present it. And, that's really, I think, the hardest part. So for me, it probably been a few years ago when I really seriously started working in the marketing and branding industry and feeling confident that I can share my ideas and getting that feedback and realizing that there is something unique about my perspective and everyone's perspective. And it's just a matter of sharing that confidently and having people see your vision so that they can get on board.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, we're all always scared to share our ideas, right? We're afraid people might think they suck or, you know, we don't know what we're talking about. And it's just like this feeling like we're not enough to go out there and share what we think might work, might not work. We won't know unless we do it, right? And like you mentioned, not all of them are wins, but, you know, it's just the fact that you were able to share something out there is what really, you know, helps you become more confident, right? Doesn't matter what the result is the fact that you took action on it is what matters the most. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
It's good. I think that I kind of see life, and I don't know why I see it this way, but I see it in this kind of like, there's like almost like gates that you open every time you achieve a milestone. And I feel like with being more confident and sharing my views and getting that feedback, and sometimes not, but feeling confident enough to do it, has kind of opened the doors into like what the next level of that looks like, whether it's talking to VCs and, you know, sharing our business vision and our dreams, or even something as simple as, you know, having courageous conversations with friends and family members about how, you know, your expectations for them in your life and things like that have just really changed so much. Me feeling like I have something of value to share and feeling like I have the right to share it and that I have the right to exist sounds kind of fundamental and something that you wouldn't think maybe we'd all have to struggle with. But, you know, I think there's a big issue, especially being a woman of color, you know, a woman minority in a heavily male dominated industry, or just with lots of strong personalities, even. It's something that kind of, if you don't constantly work at reinforcing yourself and feeling good about yourself, that it's easy to fall kind of down and not feel as confident and not feel as good.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's great that you're out there just, you know, sharing, right? No matter what happens, like, you just know that what you're doing is good, you know, is creating a positive impact in the world. So thanks again. And if our listeners were tuning into your episode and they were in a similar journey to self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say take time out for yourself, whether it's 15 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, an hour a day, whatever you can spare, and take that time to focus on you. And even if in the beginning it's just bubble baths or couch surfing and just thinking about yourself and what you need, giving yourself that space to realize your potential and your self-care is really important. I think a lot of women are very focused on helping others that we forget to take care of ourselves. So I'd say give yourself that time to grow and you will.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And I do believe self-care is really essential for us. Like, it just really, we just need that me time. So like you mentioned, it's a great tip. Even if it's as little as 15 minutes, it's better than nothing. So thanks again. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your startups, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for under the name ProtoHack. And then we also have our new business, which is a competitive fundraising game for high school students that we're very excited about. And it's Startup League, also same name on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And if you want to connect with me, it's at Roxana_H on Twitter.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Roxana, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Roxana's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Roxana for taking the time to share her story and tips with us. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to connect with other women. Such a supporter. I think we need more women out there showing what we do and how other women can get on board and do some amazing stuff as well.
I totally agree. So thanks again for being on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.